J.D. Vance calls for prayers for everyone involved in collision at Ronald Reagan Airport. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 29, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance called for prayers for everyone involved in the mid-air collision between a regional jet and a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter that occurred near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. "Please say a prayer for everyone involved in the mid-air collision near Reagan Airport this evening," Vance wrote in a post on X. "We're monitoring the situation, but for now let's hope for the best." In a statement, the Federal Aviation Administration (FAA) revealed that a PSA Airlines Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet that was operating as Flight 5342 for American Airlines had collided in mid-air with a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter while on approach to the airport. A PSA Airlines Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet collided in mid-air with a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter while on approach to runway 33 at Reagan Washington National Airport around 9 p.m. local time, the FAA said. PSA was operating as Flight 5342 for American Airlines. It departed from Wichita, Kansas. "The FAA and NTSB will investigate," the FAA added. "The NTSB will lead the investigation. We will provide updates as information comes in." Aisha Hasni, a senior national correspondent with Fox News, shared a statement from White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, who confirmed that President Donald Trump has been made aware of this situation. "I can confirm that President Trump has been made aware of this situation, and tragically it appears that a military helicopter collided with a regional jet at DCA in Washington, D.C. That's all I can confirm at this time," Leavitt said in a statement. In response to the collision, Ronald Reagan Airport announced that all takeoffs and landings had been halted at DCA. "Emergency personnel are responding to an aircraft incident on the airfield," the airport wrote in a post on X. "The terminal remains open. We'll update." NBC4 Washington reported that the airlines had about 60 people aboard, adding that at least 4 people had been recovered and were rushed to hospitals.